C9V. Mobile monitoring.
Be a great weekend. This will be a beautiful day.
Again, hope you did. And hopefully today is as beautiful as they say it's going to be.
Sure hope so. Oh, man, because I slept like a baby last night. I woke up 1 minute before the alarm clock went off at 4 o'clock. I had just enough time to pick up the phone and turn the alarm off before it went off. So I must have slept good. Had a great day yesterday, moved things around the house a little bit. Saturday was a good day. Didn't do a whole lot. We went to go see the races Saturday. Picked up my son, met him over at the Landrum, and ended up going to Gastonia and watching the Enduro race over there, which my brother-in-law and his grandson raced in it. Very exciting. Very, very big number of contestants in the race.
Pretty cool. I'm glad you had a good time, and Saturday was a beautiful day for that.
It's a little bit on the warm side, but yeah, all in all, it was great. My wife got to see her mother. They traveled, of course, they traveled up from Charleston, which is where they're from, and we had a great time.
Sounds like you had a nice weekend.
Go to that last night. Got the antenna going on there? Is that what it is?
Doing a little bit of work to it, and the guy rings that we got were not the right size, so waiting on some new ones to get here.
Hand or anything, let me know. My phone didn't ring all weekend from you.
Want to bother, and sounds like you got other things going on anyway.
Me and the missus, we stay pretty busy. Grandkids and other kids and extended family. Keeps you going, I guess.
For that, you better enjoy it while you can.
We'll get the wife together to go over to Tennessee for a nice little short weekend trip. Hopefully, maybe not next weekend, because we got plans for next weekend already. So, I don't know what we're going to end up doing. Maybe during the week. I'll catch you a few days off in the middle of the week here, maybe like a Wednesday and Thursday or something.
Best time to go. It won't be quite as busy. And Saturday, I had my business meeting, so that's up till about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and then I had... Since we do that on Saturdays, the wife and I just decided the rest of the day we'll try to do our Sam shopping and that kind of stuff, so not waste the whole day just riding down to the meet.
I try to put off all the Sam stuff and Walmart stuff. I try to put that off in the middle of the week. And I know you're the wife working, it's hard for you to do, so yeah. But gotta get it done.
We went to Spartanburg because the meeting was in Greer, so we went to Spartanburg Sam's, just something different. And we went to Academy Sports and a couple other places, and I was very, very shocked at the shelf stockage and the amount of, or lack of amount of people that were there.
Hoping with the stockage, I hope you're talking about fully stocked.
The exact opposite.
Worries me. This country's not been in that position in a long time.
They were stopped, okay, not them, but like going into Sports Academy or Academy Sports, as soon as I walked through the door, you could tell.
Yeah. I like Academy Sports, and I also like Dunham Sports, but Dunham's up there in Hendersonville. I know the manager developed a working relationship between my old occupation and hers. I kept to like the store and some of the prices in there. If you catch it at the right time, get some good deals.
like I said, we were just down this way and trying something different. And, I mean, didn't have to fight for parking places, nothing. That's the main thing that surprised me. You know, Saturday, midday, usually those places are covered up. Even Target, we went into Target, didn't have to fight for parking place. I don't know, however you say it, nothing. I mean, I was surprised by that more than anything.
Well, that's a good trip, then. How was the Sam's Club or vice versa?
Felt like ours better.
One that, I guess it, what I could, what's that name of that road? I never can remember the name of the road, not, whatever the, by, the busy, heavily traveled road off of 85. Never can remember that one. But anyway, I've been over to that one and not impressed. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that one. Not impressed. Overly crowded, not impressed. It's in a bad location. I mean, all the shops are one spot. There's just too much traffic there.
Well, Ken ought to be around here, and maybe Eric and Andrew now, if they're out there listening, let's leave a little break for them to get in here.
And 4PSW Mobile.
NC9B.
Ken, KO4HX.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, you were in deep conversation. I was just standing by.
That's just why I said let's just leave a little break.
Doing well this morning.
I'm trying to double with whoever that was. Yeah. No, sitting on the sidelines is not allowed on this repeater this time of the morning. I'm sorry.
Good day, or good weekend. And so far it's been a good start. Truck's still running. It broke down again Thursday afternoon at the last stop, and I put a patch on it so I could get it down to the shop this morning. So we'll get it there and get it fixed.
Serious.
Well, one of the sections of coolant hose, so couldn't find the exact size I needed, so I got a bigger size, and hopefully somebody's got the right one this morning so I can get the right stuff back on there.
That happens. I tend to get close to 80,000 miles in this truck here, and it's the first time the one hose goes, I want to replace all of them.
It's under the back seat for my Dodge that I pulled the camper with.
One of my customers just right down the road runs a truck and equipment shop. He had everything but what I needed. I need a 2 1/4, and he had 2 inch and 2 1/2.
Runs NC9B.
KFW Mobile.
QOD monitoring.
KO4HKX. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
K4 TFW.
Leon here, NC9B.
It's going so far. It's the morning. I'm still waiting for the coffee to kick in.
I'm already down the mountain and almost to Easley, so my morning's already been going for, what, an hour and a half?
It's been going for about 45 minutes, but it's going to take a lot longer than that to get me going.
Surprised to hear you in here this morning.
I just popped in to let you guys know that I was hanging out in the background, but I'll let you guys go ahead and rack chew while you're out there and got the time.
Well, you're welcome any morning. We're here. I'm usually here from anywhere from about 4:15 to 6 o'clock, somewhere between there. And the other guys come and go as they go into work. You got Leon and Ken and out here this morning. Normally Andrew and Eric are here also, but hadn't heard them yet.
These days I'll actually learn the voices and be able to put them with the call sign.
I know you know that, but it'll come. Somebody else go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah, was just going to say that time cures many ills. I've used that phrase a zillion times, I tell you. Especially to those in distress. Time cures many ills. And speaking of ills, Patrick, when you hear my son in there, you be sure he got to drive at the racetrack, too. You could ask him about his driving experience at the racetrack.
I'll have to remember to ask Dean when we hear him.
Story.
Know anybody that tinkers with radios? KN4TSW.
Anymore. Eric might be about the only one I know.
Expertise is limited in that area. I don't know if anybody that's really got a lot of expertise in it.
I see that I got the input wire for the 12 volts on that radio I picked up. It's like broke on the inside or got a bad solder joint on it because I'm not getting any power for some reason.
Yep, start poking around.
I opened it up and then I could see that it was broken. I tried to, you know, take my soldering iron and, you know, get it hot enough to hook up, but I think there's a couple of cold solder joints and they're not making good contact.
Cold solder joints. So I wish I could find somebody to modify my radio to the Mars mod for it. They're rather unique that they put a little rubber plug right above the resistor that needs to come out. Just pull a little rubber plug, do what you gotta do, and put the plug back in.
What is that? It sounds like what I gotta do to mine.
FT5DRs.
The same radio I have, the 82. You just pull that little rubber plug out, heat up that little pin that's in there and pull it out with a pair of pliers, and supposedly it unlocks the entire thing.
Yeah, about yet.
I'm a little too worried about taking a chance on a $600 radio.
Pull that back.
No, if you try it out.
All the frequencies, like 11 meters.
Unlock everything and not have anything blocked out. I know there was a frequency that a church of mine used that was actually outside of the band, and I could receive them, but I couldn't talk on it. And taking that little solder point out was supposed to allow me to be able to do that, but I figured since it was outside the band, I probably shouldn't do it anyways.
There's little circuits in there, just a little bit more. They're smaller than what I want to play with. I'd be bricking a radio, and that would be no good.
Between the slight shake that I have in my hand and the carpal tunnel, I'm not sure that's something that I want to attempt.
Pottery class one time. I wanted to sit down and go through that, but I never made it. Still want to do that one day.
I had thought about taking a welding class. I figured if I could do that, I could probably do soldering, but I got a feeling I'm dead wrong on that.
Welding. It's taught me everything I know.
I can run a bead, and I can make things stick together, but I can't do it very prettily, and there's a lot of grinding involved.
Welded.
Used to be pretty good, seeing how I did it for a living for a little while, but I haven't done it in a while, so it'd take me a minute to get my rhythm back.
The same thing about my carpentry skills as my welding. I tell my wife, I said, honey, my carpentry skills are getting a lot better. Sorry, I got to practice on your house, though. NC9B.
Practice somewhere. KO4HKX.
It's between practicing on your own stuff and doing it for somebody else. It's one thing if I do it. It's somebody else wants me to do it, I start questioning everything. KI4GOD.
That. Well, I've done steel fabrication for a little while when I was a little bit younger and learned how to weld then. Done plumbing, so I learned how to put copper and together with sweat and pipes, And then I was a mechanic for several years, so I have learned how to solder on small circuit boards, but I tend not to do that for anybody else just because of the, if you mess something up, it could be very expensive.
You mean the liability? And by the way, that was a lot of years ago.
Well, if I burned down my house, that's one thing, although I'd prefer not to do that.
Our entire house, and it's still standing.
Last thing I did was add a new leg to the panel and run four outlets to my garage, because when I bought the house, it only had one outlet in the garage.
Well, they didn't spend a lot of time in the garage, were they?
God, I don't know how they did anything with just one. And they rigged up the sconce lighting outside the garage with an extension cord swagged across the ceiling and plugged into the outlet.
I know you already left your house, but it's just misting a little bit over here.
There's a 30% chance of rain today, they were calling for, but yeah, I haven't seen any rain yet.
Truck at work yet?
Real scratchy.
Get your new work truck yet?
Working on it. It takes a while to do anything with them. I don't have a dealership set up as a vendor yet.
How y'all's company did it by bids or how they did that?
Rizal gets a discount with Ford, so I tell you, it'll be a Ford, it'll be a 150, it'll be a four-wheel drive, not a quad cab, but at least an extended cab, and that's about all I know of right now.
The Silverado, High Country, nice looking truck, but they're getting smaller and smaller.
I requested plain Jane, nothing special, you know, there ain't no, I don't need leather seats and all that on a work truck, it's going to get all screwed up.
That's my work truck here, it's my personal work truck. When I bought it purposely because it had the vinyl floor, no carpet, got the full entertainment package, you know, it's the Big Horn edition, but it doesn't have the leather seats, it's got cloth seats. The scaled down luxury version, if there's such a thing. NC9V.
Mine asked for an entry level truck.
Not anymore, though.
About that, I know they wanted a V8, but they don't put a lot of V8s in them trucks anymore. I saw they had one, a 150, that had a little bit better suspension, because I really need to haul 1,600 pounds on it.
50 then.
When it's good for a 150, it's good for 2,200 in the bed, but you got to get the V6 and a different suspension package, stuff like that.
Before it, but if you're pushing the limit of it, it'll break down all the time. Just not a good idea.
Two or three times a year. I put 2,000 miles a year on it.
It's from the turbos.
And request a diesel.
A little V6 diesel. So, kind of surprised they didn't request it too.
The Dodge they got now has got a 390 something in it.
Is that Dodge? It's probably got a 360 in it, which is a gas hog.
The suspension under them that they need. I don't know. Anyway, fellas, I'm getting ready to pull up at work. So I'm assigned with y'all. I'll be back shortly as I change out vehicles and radios and C9B. If I don't talk to you before, you have a great day.
You have a great day and be careful out there. KO4HK.
Be safe. KN4PSW. The weekend working on my the outside speakers on the camper just quit. But it looks like the speakers tore up.
Fireman get a hold of it, or the varmint get a hold of it, more than likely.
When we were washing it, maybe the hose pressure got in there, although they're supposed to be, you know, the waterproof speakers or whatever, but I don't know, it's like both of them quit, because it's like 4-ohm speakers, but I'm not reading anything across the speaker.
Under warranty, go make them fix it.
Top, it's a decent jump.
Well, Ken, I have arrived here at my first stop, so I'm going to jump out of here and try to get this day started. You be careful the rest of your trip. John, if you're still listening, hope you have a good day. And y'all be careful out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
Yeah, 7-3, Patrick. You have a good one. Be safe. KN4TMW.
Stay there, Patrick. I'll be around for a little bit longer, just looking up crossband repeaters. KI4GOD.
Radio, that'll do it.
The rig I currently have set up in the garage here, which is a mobile radio, has that feature. I just haven't figured out how to do it. I can't get my HT to hit, and it'd be nice to be able to walk around, not be stuck here at the desk, so...
2730. You had to, it has that option, but you have to hold like 3-4 keys down when you turn it on, and then it'll load that option into the menu.
I peeped out when I bought the radio and got a TYT 9800. It was still close to $300, which is still on the cheap end, but it was a quad band, so I figured it would at least give me some more options when I'm ready for it.
I caught this one on an open box for $200.
Pass that up, especially for a name brand.
Monitor two frequencies at the same time.
Yeah, I used to do that back when I lived in Florida. I would use the dual band, but up here, really, this is about the only frequency I found that comes in pretty well after I moved my antenna.
285.
Sure, I don't think I've tried.
147-285. Sometimes we're on that one. Just depends on where Patrick is. Patrick's got a dead zone during his ride in, so whenever he's been there, we used to go to 285.
Down here in Simpsonville, so I don't know if that makes a difference.
It's up there on at 26 and the North Carolina line.
Learning the area, is that farther or closer than this frequency? Where is that?
Same distance. I know Jody can usually hit it from his house if he turns his beam. He's up in Pickett.
Look that up and tinker with it and see if I can get in on it. Offset the negative 6.
I believe it's a positive 6. 7885.
Just wrote it down.
I'm on the road to the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3, and I hope you have an awesome day, and I look forward to catching you another morning. KN4GFW.
I'm going to be offline here as I'm tinkering around trying to get the crossband to work, so... Have yourself a blessed day. 73, see you, sir. It's KI4GOD.